1. Taj Mahal. Why was it built? What do the changing colors of the building represent?
What would you do for love? Would you take 17 years to build a place to remember someone? That's what Emperor Shah Jahan did when he built the Taj Mahal. This incredible building was designed for his wife when she died. She was his third wife, but also his favorite. The colors of the building change with the time of day, and they say that the different colors represent the different moods of women. So, ladies, you can change your mood 3 times a day, and it's accepted. Now, this was built almost 400 years ago, before modern construction equipment. So think about all the work that went into building this. More than 1,000 elephants were used to transport materials, and around 20,000 people were hired to build the Taj Mahal. Now, if we walk closer, you'll see...
2. Palace of Versailles. What did King Louis XIV want the Hall of Mirrors to show? What problem did the candles cause? How did the mirrors help?
Now we come to the Hall of Mirrors, one of the most famous rooms in the Palace of Versailles. King Louis XIV wanted this room to show all the riches and power of France. The paintings on the wall, the beautiful detail of the room, the gardens outside. They were all made more visible with the mirrors. But electricity didn't exist in those days, so candles were used. Any idea what problems the candles caused? Anyone?
Candles make smoke?
That's right. Candles make smoke, and smoke can damage paintings. The mirrors reflected the light of the candles, so they didn't have to use as many. Fewer candles meant less smoke and less smoke damage to the room. Pretty smart, right? Now let's go see some of the 350 rooms and apartments for visitors.
3. La Sagrada Familia. What did the architect think about man-made structures versus nature? Why are no straight lines used?
Folks, I am so excited today to show you La Sagrada Familia. Construction on this church started in 1882, and over 130 years later, it's still not finished. The architect, Antoni Gaudí, felt very strongly that architecture should reflect nature, and you can see this in his buildings. For example, you may notice that hill over there. La Sagrada Familia is exactly 1 meter shorter because Gaudí believed that no man-made structure should be taller than its natural surroundings. And notice the curves of the church. This is another example of how Gaudí copied nature. He said, if straight lines don't exist in nature, they shouldn't exist in architecture either.